Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This particular program will be celebrating Yom HaAtzma'ut, and I will be going back a few years, actually to 1991. That's 28 years ago, and I'm playing this particular program, which certainly is very, very appropriate for you to hear. Ain't Kadash Takadash. There's nothing new under the sun. This music is absolutely relevant today as it was then. So let's get back to a few years back, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy the program. Well, you know, I'm a creature of habit, and I do have my traditions, and certainly it's a tradition for each Yom HaAtzma'ut show to take you back to November 1947, to those exciting days, and to hear the words from the United Nations concerning the creation of Israel.
And on November 29th, 1947,
we will proceed the roll call. You all know how to vote. Those who are in favor will say yes, those who are against will say no, and the abstainers always they know what to say.
We will start it now.
Afghanistan? No. Argentina? Argentina? Abstention? Australia? Yes. Belgium? Yes. Bolivia? Yes. Brazil? Yes. Belarus? Yes.
The final vote on the United Nations Palestine Partition Resolution had begun. Chile? The galleries were filled with tense and anxious spectators.
Abstention?
Some of the votes were hardly unexpected.
Iran? No. Iraq? No. Lebanon? No. Soviet Union? Yes. United Kingdom? Abstain. The United States? Yes. Uruguay? Yes. Venezuela? Yes. Yemen? No. Yugoslavia, abstain.
Four, six, eight, ten. The news reached Tel Aviv at midnight, and the world tuned in on Mogrebi Square. A good cross-section of Tel Aviv's population is here tonight, about 20,000 jam-packed in Mogrebi Square, where loudspeakers have been set up to announce the result of the important vote that's now taking place in New York. People are standing on top of trucks and buses, hanging over balconies and out of windows, perched on top of street lamps and telephone poles, all waiting for the momentous word that may spell victory or defeat for their 2,000-year dream of a Jewish homeland. I think you can hear that loudspeaker now. What is it? That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Partition passed, 33-13, and is this crowd excited? They're starting their horror dances now. All over the square, little circles are forming. People are laughing and crying and shouting and whirling around in the wild horror dance. Perhaps you can hear it now. They're starting to sing Hatikva, the Jewish national anthem, away off in a corner of the square. And gradually, the horror dances are breaking up and people are taking up the refrain of Hatikva. All around me, I can see Jews weeping unashamed while they sing. Let's listen to them.
Thank you. there is a more stirring rendition of HaTikva than hearing that rendition sung at the announcement of the creation of the State of Israel. Songs have always been a part of Israel, of Israeli life, in war and in peace. The Palmach, the Israeli commandos, had their own song, Shir HaPalmach. Let's hear Richard Tucker. It's been a mystery as to why we Jews have suffered, why so much has been heaped upon us.
Can you answer me? Why is there such bigotry? Why were tribes of Israel lost? Why was there a Holocaust? If we live by holy law, why is man still waging war? Is it all a travesty? Father, can you answer me? We were slaves in Pharaoh's land, we were freed by God's command. People of the book are we, for ourselves we have to be. Let my people go, we dreamed, Eretz Yisrael redeemed. Our legacy, our history. We were chosen, who knows why? Hear, O Israel, our cry. Keep Jerusalem restored. May it be thy will, O Lord. Ethics of our fathers learn, Aliyah means we return. In the covenant we trust, walking humbly as we must. With Yerushalayim ours, no more Dachau's, Babiar's. At the wall we do not wail, at Entebbe's we don't fail, at Masada we won't die. We say Am Yisrael Chai. Say Beva Dai Yisrael Chai. Say Beva Dai Yisrael Chai. May our prayers reach on high, say Alevi, Yisrael Chai, Yisrael Chai.
Paul Zim, Father, Can You Answer Me? Shuli Natan will be singing Lu Yehi, All We Pray For. Yes, all we pray for is peace.
Oh,
Lu Yehi. Noladti l'shalom, I was born for peace. Words and music by Uzi Hitman. This song was written when the Egyptian president Anwar Sadat made his historic visit to Israel a few years ago. The song was sung to him in Beersheba in three languages, Hebrew, English, and Arabic. Ani noladti l'shalom, I was born to live in peace. Sherak Yagia, oh let it arrive. Sherak Yavo, oh let it come. Sherak Yofia, oh let it appear. It's in the chorus. I was born for the dream. In it, I see peace coming. I was born for the desire and the belief that it will come. Let's hear the sexta group, Noladti L'Shalom. Ani Nolati L'Shalom. We heard Lu Yehi, which was written by Naomi Shemer. She certainly wrote so many of the favorite songs that we play, and certainly many peace songs. She wrote this next song called Machar, Tomorrow. This is a song of prayer. Tomorrow, all soldiers will take off their uniforms, and the old battleships will be loaded with oranges. This is not a dream. It will come true. Tomorrow, and if not tomorrow, the day after. But it will come. Machar, Yavo, and Machar Ulai Bechol Hamisholim. That is, tomorrow, 1,000 homes will be built, and songs will waft from their balconies. She's just so very positive in this song. Tomorrow, perhaps, on all the paths, a lion will lead a flock. Tomorrow, 1,000 bells will sing. The many festive bells will ring. Machar.
המשחטות הישנות ידעינו תפוחי זהב. כל זה אינו משל ולא חלום, זה נכון, כאור בצהריים. כל זה יבוא מחר אם לא היום, ואם לא מחר אז מוחרתיים. מחר אולי בכל המשעולים ארי בעדר צום ינהג. מחר יקובת אלף ענבלים, המון פעמונים של חג. כל זה אינו משל ולא חלום, זה נכון, כאור בצהריים. כל זה יבוא מחר אם לא היום, ואם לא מחר אז מחרתיים. מחר יקומו אלף שיכורים ושיר יעוף במרפסות. קלניות וצבעונים יעלו מתוך הפריסות. כל זה אינו משל ולא חלום, זה נכון, כאור בצהריים. כל זה יבוא מחר אם לא היום, ואם לא מחר אז מחרתיים. מחר כשהצדמה יפשוט מדם מבין יחבור לדם. אחר כל איש יבנה בשתי ידיו את מה שהוא חלם היום. לא, 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 לא. כל זה יבוא מחר אם לא היום, ואם לא מחר, ואם עוד לא מחר, ואם עוד לא מחר אז מחרתיים. אם לא מחר, מחרתיים.
Machar. Where were you in 1961? 61 is 30 years ago. Wow. That's when the play Milk and Honey first came out with Robert Weed, Mimi Benzel, and Molly Picon. Let's hear the song Milk and Honey.
This is the land of milk and honey. This is the land of sun and song. And this is a world of good and plenty, humble and proud and young and strong. And this is the place where the hopes of the homeless and the dreams of the lost combine. This is the land that heaven blessed, and this lovely land is mine.
This is the land of milk and honey. This is the land of sun and song. And this is the world of good and plenty, humble and proud and young and strong. And this is the place where the hopes of the homeless and the dreams of the lost combine. Oh, this
honey's kind of bitter and the milk's a little sour.
This is the
know the pebble is the state's official flower. How about the tensions, political dissensions, and no one ever mentions that the scenery is barren and torrid and arid and horrid. And how about the border when the Syrians attack? How about the Arab with the rifle in your back? How about the water while there is a bed is fine, but this lovely land is mine.
What if the earth is high?
Dry and barren, what if the morning sun is mean to us? For this is a state of mind we live in. We want it green, and so it's green to us. For when you have wonderful plans for tomorrow, somehow even today looks fine. So what if it's rock and dust and sand?
Milk and Honey. Another very famous song from that show was Shalom. And let's hear Richard Tucker with his version of that beautiful song.
Shalom, the nicest greeting you know. It means bonjour, salut, and skull, and twice as much as hello. It means a million lovely things, like peace be yours, welcome home. And even when you say goodbye, you say goodbye with shalom. It's a very useful word. It can get you through the day. All you really need to know, you can hardly go wrong. You're bilingual as long as you say shalom, shalom, shalom. The nicest greeting I know. Shalom, shalom, shalom means twice as much as hello. It means a million lovely things, like peace be yours, welcome home. And even when you say goodbye, if your voice has I don't want to go, say goodbye with a little hello in it, and say goodbye with shalom. Shalom, 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 the nicest greeting I know. Shalom, shalom, shalom means twice as much as hello. It means a million lovely things, like peace be yours, welcome home. Even when you say goodbye, if your voice has I don't want to go in it, say goodbye with a little hello. And say goodbye with shalom.
Shalom, Richard Tucker. The last war, ha milchama ha achrona, ani mavtiach lach, I promise you, my little daughter, Shezotia Hamilchamar Harchona, in the name of all the farm boys who let fruit spoil on the vines, to die on shrapnel-spinning mines, in the names of gentle teachers who left their marks on blood-red blackboards in the sand, in the name of children, in the names of all the fathers, I swear, my little girl, I swear to you once more, I swear that this will be the last of all the wars. Sung by Yehoram Gaon.
הטנקיסטים ופניהם המאובקות אשר עברו את כל האש והשחיקות בשם הימאים אשר פשטו על הנמלים ועיניהם כבדות ממלח וגלים אני מבטיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה הטייסים אשר פרצו אל קרב זועם ונצרפו באש טילים ואש נונמם בשם הצנחנים שבין עופרת ואשל ראו אותך כמו מלאך מעל ראשם אני מרתיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה
Certainly our belief and our dream that this will be the last war, perhaps. Kachol V'Lavan, the blue and the white, was composed in underground in the Soviet Union and secretly carried on from mouth to ear, from Jew to Jew. For quite a long while, nobody knew who the composer was. He preferred to remain incognito, fearing for his personal freedom and life. Jews who immigrated from the USSR brought the song with them, and this is its text. Blue and white, this is my color. Blue and white, the color of my land. Blue and white, Mount Hermon and Sea of Galilee. Blue and white, this is my color forever. To the Jew, even if it is impossible for him to reach Zion, being physically remote from the land of Israel, Zion constitutes his natural homeland, and the colors of Israel's national flag are the colors of his flag, symbolizing his personal belongingness. Let's hear Kachol V'Lavan.
זה צבע שלי כחול ולבן צבעי אדמתי כחול ולבן כחול ולבן זה צבע שלי כל ימי לעולם כחול ולבן כמו שיר כמו חלום כחול ולבן תקווה לשלום כחול ולבן כחול ולבן זה צבע שלי כל ימי לעולם כחול ולבן אין צבע אחר כחול ולבן אני רק חוזר כחול ולבן כחול ולבן זה צבע שלי כל ימי
Edna Gorin singing Kakol V'Lavan. Pleased to have with me once again for his weekly commentary, Rabbi Sholem Gordon of Congregation Avas Tzion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. Throughout the centuries, the faith of the Jew has often been tried, and although the specific tests and trials vary with the era and locality, they can be generally classified into two categories, trials related to poverty or oppression and trials related to wealth or pleasure. Of the two, the trial of wealth is the more difficult to overcome. The prophet Isaiah, talking of the future redemption of our people, says, "When the great shofar of redemption will be blown, then shall they gather who are lost in the land of Assyria and they who are banished in the land of Egypt." Assyria and Egypt symbolize respectively the tests of wealth and poverty. In Egyptian exile, the Jews were harshly oppressed, both physically and spiritually. They were kept in the most abject servitude, made to perform hard labor, and were truly impoverished, lacking their basic spiritual as well as physical needs. By contrast, Assyria, Ashur, symbolizes the test and temptation of wealth, of having it good. In Assyrian exile, there was no servitude and an abundance of material riches. Moreover, there were no decrees limiting their spiritual way of life, and no obstacles were placed in the path of their religious activities. Sanherib, the Assyrian monarch who drove the 10 tribes into exile, only wanted the Jewish people to leave the Holy Land, upon which the eyes of God, your God, gazed from the beginning of the year until the year's end, and come to live in Assyria. In the Holy Land, the Jews were somehow aware of godliness. Sanherib, however, wanted the Jews to leave this behind. He wanted them to live in Ashur, Assyria, a land of wealth, happiness, and pleasure. In this way, he could induce them to forget God and his laws. Despite the affluence of the Assyrian exile, the prophet uses the severe and drastic description lost when he refers to the Jews in Assyria. On the other hand, when describing the Jews in Egypt, he employs the milder adjective banished. Evidently, the Egyptian exile, poverty and oppression was a less severe trial than the Assyrian wealth and comfort. Today we can also see millions of Jews living under oppression and deprivation in the contemporary Egypt, yet they are alive to their Jewish identity and have not forgotten Israel or God. The harsh decrees and the deprivation of their basic religious rights have only temporarily displaced and banished them, but inwardly they long for an exodus from Egypt so that they may live a full Jewish life. And that's how why we see so many tens of thousands of Russian Jews flocking to Israel. On the other hand, we also see the communities of today's Assyria in the free world. We see communities living in an affluent society with complete freedom, at liberty to worship and to observe mitzvahs with the same enthusiasm and intensity as was common in Eastern European communities 100 years ago. Yet the Assyrian Jews have thus far failed to make the most of this golden opportunity. They have been affected by their comfort and security to such an extent that they are becoming lost. As in Isaiah's day, the test of wealth is still the more difficult to overcome. Let us hope that the events of the last few months and the great miracles that we have seen at the beginning of that great shofar, which will awaken even the Assyrian Jews, the Jews of comfort, to remind themselves of their ties to God, our faith, and Israel. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Shulman Gordon of Congregation Avot Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. And the rabbi has his class every Monday evening on Tanya. I know with the time change, it's now, I'm sure it is 8:30 in the evening at 421 Boyden Avenue, that's Maplewood, New Jersey, between Springfield Avenue and Stuyvesant Avenue. Lo teda milchama, you shall not know war. Land my father adored, land of sun and sea, my land, how long must your fields be covered with grief and blood? If only we could live in peace. Land of milk and honey, if only you would know war no more. Yoram Gaon.
Shemesh v'yam, eretz sheli, ad matay, al snotayich, tsa'ar v'dam. Elef alfei totachim Lach lo yuchlu Lach lo yuchlu Lo rak yachol lanu besheket lichyot Eretz chalavat udevah Oh, and what?
Beautiful thought. Paul Zim sings one of my favorites next, Yisrael.
What am I doing here with powers that scrape the sky? What am I doing here, just watching days gone by? I'm living here alone, a number, not a face. I have to get away and leave this lonely place. To Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Yerushalayim, your hills are calling me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever know. With you and your friendly smile, you built a land for all. The mountains watched with joy when first we met the wall. From Eilat to the Golan Heights, your beauty never rests. This land was built by God, and still this land God tends. To Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Yerushalayim, your breeze is beckoning me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever know. Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Yerushalayim, your hills are calling me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever.
Israel. From the album Songs of the Yom Kippur War, we'll hear Arek Lavi, Shir Hu Lo Rak Milim. A song is not only words, and certainly this music has been so inspirational for all of us throughout the hard times. A song is not only words, it is much more. It is a hope, a dream, a prayer, a declaration that better days are sure to come. You might want to join along with Arek Lavi as he sings with others, soldiers in the audience. The tune, I'm sure you'll catch it if you haven't heard this before. A song is not only words. Oz Shiru.
Ah! Chayal holech, chayal chozer, aval tamid echad chaser. והחשבון שאין לו סוף חייב לחלוף שירו 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 שיר שיר הוא לא רק מילים שיר שיר הוא לא רק שיר שיר הוא התחלה שיר שיר תקווה גדולה הקרב נגמר אולי עוד לא יש ניצחונות יש מפלות אך השלום תלוי בכם וחייכם אז שירו 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 שיר שיר הוא לא רק מילים שיר שיר הוא לא רק מילים שיר שיר הוא
Well, that was Arik Lavie, and I hope that you are enjoying this special for Yom HaAtzmaut, and it's certainly appropriate to play Sol Zim's wonderful composition of Avinu Sheba Shemayim, sung by him. Okay, so let's end with Sol Zim.
Shlomach Avinu, Avinu Shabbat shalom.
Venomar! Venomar!